I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy back with you here on a lovely Thursday. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, hello!
Hi.
Minus one.
No!
For tardiness.
No, you can't do that.
You're not logged in. That's late.
Because they stayed logged in here.
I said the same thing, Jennifer.
How does that one stay? Nobody was on that computer. How does
they
that happen?
They were still on StreamYard.
No,
Somebody was on there. Somebody was on there.
Bo was on this one.
I saw yesterday Crowder was trying to do the show from his car with a microphone in hand.
A microphone?
Yeah.
Was he?
He was late.
He was driving.
He was. Yeah. He was driving with the little microphone. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Still got his snowball microphone from the pandemic, huh?
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Remember they reimbursed us for that?
No. Only if we turned it in.
I can't see it.
That's true. Yeah. You got to hit the load more button.
It is literally impossible to be that damn cheap. It is. Like, if I tried to be that cheap, I couldn't.
Yeah.
So they would rather them sit in a room where nobody ever use them than pay for them.
I didn't make the. I'm just telling you that is what they said in the email originally.
I know.
So. Did they?
I'm so upset.
Your mic's not on. The audience cannot hear you, Jennifer.
Sorry. People are touching my buttons.
Wow.
What are we?
Minus one. I'm
gonna have a meeting here.
Yeah, I don't know, Figgy.
For lashing out.
Probably, what a way to start the show.
I don't think the buttons, I don't know. It looked the same to me.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Trust me, I know.
You know who I think messed with it?
Who?
Frog Boy. Frog Boy's got some new project that he's doing, like, on social media. And he added, like, a new studio, and that messed everything up. So I think if you got to be mad at anybody, be mad at Froggy.
He's not ready for me. Mm.
So if you want to draw your ire somewhere.
Oh.
I think it's Frog Boy that you want to go after.
Hey. Kind of sounds like somebody's making a stink.
It does sound like someone's making a stink, doesn't it? Interesting that you would bring that up today, dude.
I just like get you going.
Crazy. Well, we will get into that.
Yes, we will.
Good morning to Chico. What's going on, dude? I see that you're on the board there with Dan Day today. You're getting your training in. First time on camera. How are you?
Earning my stripes. One of the best in the building, Dan Day.
Yes, he is a legend. He is a legend.
I stole a donut. Is that all right? Or am I too new to get a donut?
No.
You're good.
You've done 3 days in a row. That's donut level.
Once you go past... this opening,
dead to me.
They need to come see me.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're in the bullpen, circle of trust.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I'll go for a second one later then. Is that cool?
Yeah. If it's still there. Yeah. It's still there. Good luck.
Thanks,
Leroy. Leroy's very excited, everybody. Before we get into Heat, Dolphins, and all that action, Panthers, please. Panthers.
Oh, my goodness. We had. Please, we didn't have a 305. We had the opposite.
Nope. Your tooth is fixed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Also, what happened?
Who put that sign there?
That's Chico.
First of all,
Chico's got bits.
First of all, I had to. It's crazy because I put it back in because I don't know how it works, but you need to keep it moist, right? No, you don't.
Don't say
I thought that. I thought you had to keep it.
It's not
like
a
wet.
Garden.
No, I know, but you know how a regular tooth gets all dry rot. I was scared, so I popped it back in. Couldn't get it out. She had to use like the jaws of life.
Wow.
Also, you have donut on the side of your mouth.
That's all right. I'll be all right.
What kind of donut was that? That looked good.
It does look good.
It is.
Maple?
No. I don't do maple
dulce
donuts.
Dulce de leche?
No.
Some oh my God, cookie butter?
Yeah.
Wow, that does look good.
That?
He brought
what
them.
Do you mean? I brought them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You walked past in your hustle. You missed his donuts. They're over there.
You
can go get one, Jennifer.
Don't touch the cookie butter.
If you'd come on time, you'd have had all the donuts you
know
wanted.
What? Damn, I was on
Listen,
time.
Not really, though.
The dentist, on the way to the dentist, you know I passed that Krispy Kreme right on.
Light was on?
Light was on. I'm like, how long is this light going to be on?
I feel like it's always on.
I got to go get my teeth fixed.
Yeah, you do.
And then I'm going to come back.
Circle the wagon.
Yeah.
That's a big
Krispy Kreme.
Really? Usually Krispy Kremes are not very big.
Right. This one's big. Sit down.
Wow.
Big, like.
They make egg sandwiches or something like that?
I don't know.
It's because he went to Hialeah. That's the one.
No, I went to the one on 163rd. Mm. Is it 163rd? Mm. Yeah.
Did you, your dentist by there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Did your dentist say anything about your rabid candy habit and say you need to chill a little bit?
She said I needed to get my teeth cleaned, mm-hmm. which, okay, I know that.
You have a cavity.
The conversation never came up about how did.
Well, if it didn't come up, she didn't see anything. Just a cleaning.
Right.
So
right.
She,
just,
okay.
No, not even a cleaning.
But they always say get a cleaning.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
exactly.
The. You know what getting a cleaning is? Getting a cleaning is like when you go to Jiffy Lube and they always bring you the filter. They show you the filter of doom.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what do you want to do about this? I'm like.
Any car dealership.
It's
they
fine.
They can call you into a car dealership for, hey, my left rear tire needs to be replaced. When you come pick up your car, there's a list. And I'm like, I said, you know what? If you keep handing me these things, I'm going to wonder why I bought this piece of crap car. How can so many things be wrong every time I come here?
Jiffy Lube is great. I love doing the in and out oil changes, right? But they are the king of props, and they love to bring props. Like they did this recently with my brakes, where they were like, "All right, let me." It's like they bring out like a little visual aid, and they're
like they do when you're at the doctor's office with your bones.
All right, your brakes are at a 3, all right, which is fine. It's fine, but you want to be at a 5. And I was like, what's like the danger zone? They're like, 1. I'm like, then we're not there yet. Sounds like I got 2.
That's right.
Sounds like right. I got 2.
Or they say, the computer's telling me you need brakes.
Now, he wasn't wrong.
I said, is the computer driving this car?
He wasn't wrong because like by the time I was in the middle of my next cycle of oil change, brakes got squeaky. Time to change them. But I was like, dude, please stop bringing extras like all the time with the filter. There's a little leaf in here. What do you want to do? I'm like,
Take it out, dude.
Like, what do you mean? And then they're always good because Jiffy Lube has really good, like, they're good on the coupons, but the coupons is always going to come with you're buying another piece. Like,
right.
We'll give you a coupon, but you got your air filter. I'm like, oh, didn't I just do that last time? This one's cabin filter. I'm like, what? Cabin filter? That's a car. Where's the cabin?
You know what you should say? I mostly drive by myself, so I'm good.
Yeah, I don't need to breathe, dude.
Right.
It's not important.
I don't need to breathe. Is that what you just said?
I don't need to breathe cleanly.
I'm
going to
open the windows.
It's not that important. Anyway, get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com as the Miami Heat, they lose to the Dallas Mavericks last night, 118-108.
What an aggravating game.
Yes.
It just seemed like they did what the Heat normally do to other teams and just stifle them. Just everything was clunky. Nothing was like, ugh.
Well, they've been a very good defensive team
yes.
all year.
I know.
They've been a very good defensive team all year, and they play a lot of close games. They kind of had the jump on the Heat. The Heat could not hit water if they fell out of a boat yesterday.
But it was the same way when they played them last time.
It was.
So
and Norm Powell.
Yeah.
Again, which they're 2-3 without him. So that stunk, not having him. And then the odd thing was in the second half, like, so Tyler, like, got off to an incredible start. I think he was, like, 8 of 12 and a lot of physical baskets, like, driving through the lanes. I was, like, very impressed with his start.
Right.
And then, like, he didn't get the ball in the second half. It was really strange because, like, you'd look and say, oh, Tyler went scoreless, but he only took 5 shots. And, like, 2 of them were, like, inbound heaves. Like, they really, like, I don't know. And I was trying to figure this out. I'm like, I don't feel like they're keeping the ball from him. I feel like he's not getting the ball.
Right.
And I don't know. And he kind of mentioned that after the game. Like, it didn't sound like he was making a stink. Because, like, this wasn't a normal game where Norm Powell was out there. So I think you would think, oh, I'm going to get the ball. But he didn't. He didn't. And he went scoreless in the second half. It was 0 for 5, which was weird after him having such a hot start to the game. Bam and Kalel played really good. Everybody else kind of stunk up the joint offensively.
Yeah. And it's crazy because we need to get one of those Kalel games when everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he had. I mean, he's getting the rebounds, man. He's getting his rebounds.
Getting rebounds.
Periodically, he gets a little nervous around the rim and.
Definitely.
Chucks it up way too fast.
Yes.
But then sometimes he gets it and he dunks it. Like, so.
When he follows up with that authority, you're like, yeah. That's going to be.
I got to tell you, what's really impressive is his 3-point shooting.
Oh, my God.
He's the only one that can make it.
Dude, he's done this twice where the Heat have had their worst shooting nights, and somehow he's walked away with 4 threes. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? What do you mean he's the only guy hitting threes? This is so crazy. So, you know, it was a frustrating one, but I will say they got AD back. That team does – that guy Nembhard's really good for them, too. That point guard they found out of nowhere.
Yeah,
they were looking for somebody to replace D'Angelo Russell, who did hit some big baskets in the third quarter. But I tell you, who I
can. Why does this dude basically curtsies every time he shoots the ball? Right? He turns to the side. I'm like, he takes all day. Let's go.
I'll tell you who I came away impressed with, though, after this game. That damn Cooper Flag.
He's like.
Ooh, he's impressive.
He can move, too. He's not like, slow.
No.
He's got some quickness about him.
Which brings me to the Giannis thing. I'm going to take a break, but I have a message for a certain somebody about this. Okay.
Because do we need to get the window ready?
No. Well, I don't know where the window points to. Where is the NBA office? Where is that?
Oh, that's
NBA office.
That's in New York, is it not? So that would be, where's North that way?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of inefficient for me to yell through all these windows. So I'll just say.
Oh, it's more efficient only to yell through the windows right there at South Beach.
Yes, because I can get it.
But not to yell all the way to New York.
Pat can hear me from this window.
Okay.
Sure.
You know, so if I got to get a message to Pat, I go to this window. I tell him what I got to tell him.
Okay.
So we'll do that. I got you. But, yeah, I got a message. I got a message I got to send in this whole thing after watching Cooper Flag last night.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, out of the kindness of my heart, because I passed the Krispy Kreme.
Yep.
And I was like, as soon as I get my tooth fixed, me and you having a date, Krispy Kreme. I go pick up a double dozen Krispy Kremes. I asked the lady, they had a cheesecake one. Ooh. And they had a cookie butter one.
Mm.
And I said, which one of these is best? How many? Just get a couple. She said, I like the cookie butter one. So I got two of them, right? Or I think I got two of them. I had one. Jennifer said, oh, is that cookie butter? She got all excited.
Very excited.
I knew there was another one in there. She comes back. I said, you better get it. There's only one left. Is it too sweet?
You know what? I don't really appreciate
just in that tone, too.
Just in that tone.
No, I said,
too sweet?
Is it too sweet?
I don't know.
Nah, that's not how you sounded
it's
like.
It's a donut from Krispy Kreme. Listen, of course it's too sweet.
What do you think it's going to taste like?
Okay, because sometimes people...
Have you ever had a donut and said, this thing isn't very sweet?
Yeah.
That... Also, an 80-year-old wasn't eating next
wasn't
to you.
A plain donut.
Yeah, like a Zaslow donut.
I need to stop judging because I don't.
I'm
eat
not
like
judging.
You
asked. You asked a bougie question.
It's not bougie. It's called. Sometimes there's toppings that overpower the actual. Like I don't know. It's just too much. It's just too much.
Krispy Kreme is like.
What are you eating there? Is that an OG or are you?
That's
eating?
An OG.
Okay, and that's not as sweet as
no,
the cookie
is,
butter.
This is perfectly fine. This is perfection.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, now it's fair.
Well, I mean,
I'm just trying to move on.
Listen,
you seem very, like you feel like you're judged. You're not judged. I just thought it was a weird thing to ask.
Just call me bougie.
I didn't realize you were this needy.
You did too sweet.
What's the next thing? You're going to eat it with a fork and knife?
Yeah.
You know what? Give me a fork and knife.
Really?
It's going to bother you. I'll do it just for that.
Okay.
Have you ever been told, Chico, that a donut is too sweet?
It's like asking if Miami's too humid.
Yeah. It's a very strange thing.
When was the last time you went to a donut shop and got a sugar-free donut?
Ew.
Yeah, donut
exactly.
Zero?
Exactly! Is the donut too sweet?
Oh, now I keep getting higher pitched? More high pitched? Is that how I sound like?
She's very mad.
Also, gentlemen, I'm new here. I don't need her hating me already.
Well, don't worry.
You just
always
be honest.
Stay on my good side.
Just Chico, just be honest. Like, if you feel how, you know, feel how you feel. What you asked was weird.
It's not weird.
Fair enough.
Right.
Here's what's weird.
Donut.
Doc Rivers yesterday coming out and denying Giannis Antetokounmpo ever asked for a trade. This is what Doc Rivers had to say yesterday.
So here we go again.
Here we go again.
There's been no conversations. I want to make it clear just for the, I would say one more time, but for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting to one network for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Which usually means in a week he'll be traded. I'm going to say, you can't say that right after a player mysteriously pulls up lame.
Well, that was a crazy thing, right? Because everybody saw yesterday he had a non-contact injury. And even Doc Rivers yesterday was like, oh, no, there was contact. I was like, wait,
so
what?
Now you're trying to make up injuries for your guy?
So he's like, we can rule out Achilles. I was like, okay. And then everybody was like, you ever see like those doctors? That, I mean, I have you usually. I could just say, hey, what happened here? You're like, oh, phew, that's a grade two. That's usually what I do.
Right.
But yesterday I see the injury and this doctor's like, I don't really see what happened here.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of looking at it like, no, Giannis can't be. He can't be.
He can't be. That's what we said about Kawhi. He would never leave Pop. That's what we said about Paul George. I mean, we said that about Jimmy. So,
well, Jimmy, when everybody was saying this about Giannis, I'm like, I went immediately to Bubblegut's ankle. And I was like, Giannis wouldn't do a Jimmy Butler, would he?
That's Jimmy's move.
That's Jimmy's move.
But.
Or Kawhi's move. Kawhi did it too.
Kawhi did do it too. He had the, what did he do? He did back. He did knee.
No, he said his knee, they weren't doing, he was getting treatment elsewhere.
Right.
He wasn't getting the treatment at their facility.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if, I don't think Giannis would fake an injury because it doesn't seem like his style, but I don't know. I mean, look, they did just lose to the Wizards. So.
Oh, they just beat the Pistons.
That's another one that's crazy. They lose to the Wizards, but they beat the Pistons yesterday with Giannis out. They trailed by 18, come back to win, but I don't know, dude. I don't know what to make of it because
there can be some questions when a non-contact injury where you don't see no limping,
right,
or no medical assistance. Pull up lame.
The guy says, man, come on. Even that walk to the locker room looked fake. I don't know, man.
But here's the problem. Every time in sports, tell me if this is not accurate. When a coach or organization or player comes out as defiant as Doc did, he's going to be traded next week.
So here we go again. There's been no conversations. I want to make it clear just for the, I would say one more time, but for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the one network for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Neither did Jimmy. Jimmy never officially never asked to be traded.
Technically, and then was like, oh, we can, you know, you could do, you can go out there and you can play this game all you want.
Semantic samurai.
Yep.
But
Jimmy never asked to be traded. Keep in mind.
I do remember that night, like it was yesterday, when Jimmy Butler turned his ankle, and then we all saw it. You remember it happened after they lost to the Pistons, and Jimmy had his best game of the season, and he was really frustrated in the locker room afterwards. And then there was like 3 days off before their next game. Comes out. Twist his ankle very clearly. And you know Jimmy Butler, when he twists his ankle, like he's good for 2 weeks. But didn't even say ankle. He was just like bubble guts. Well, he didn't say bubble guts. He said he was sick. And then he was just out for a while with this whole thing. And then he was like, oh, I was so sick. I was really sick. And I'm like, really? You were that sick? It wasn't an ankle injury? And it's like you didn't want to just protect your ankle because you always get hurt in the start of the season and you wanted to get this extra $60 million guaranteed. He's like, nah, I was sick, dude. He's like, oh, okay. Well, I can't prove that you weren't sick.
Stomach ailment.
Yeah, can't prove that he wasn't. Yeah. You know? I mean, it's just, he had such
then
a.
Then he came back and shot a one-legged three, and Spo just went, no. No.
Well, they won the game where he hit the one-legged three. They won against the Pelicans. It was the next game where he dogged it even more, and it was the Pacers. The Pacers are good. You can dog it against the Pels and still win. Right. That was the problem. He kept trying to do things to antagonize the Heat. Like, remember he was playing dominoes in the locker room when they were playing the Rockets?
And they won.
Like, he's like, oh, they're going to lose to the Rockets. And Tyler Hero balled out. He did get thrown on his head by Amon Thompson. But they ended up winning that game. Then we had the infamous stare down.
That was just with you.
Yes. But then we had the Pels game, where they still won, even though he was one-legged three in it. And then finally, we had losing my joy night.
Wait, what stare are we talking about? This one?
That's the one. That's the one.
Some kind of way, you are always in the middle of this.
I don't think that's fair.
People always be giving the side eye to you.
That's not even the same look.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
You're going to tell me that's not the same thing?
That wasn't even, he's not even looking at me.
He's looking in your direction. They all know that voice. Who that is, Billie Eilish? You try your damnedest to be professional, but we always get meathead Tobin. So how are we going to take you serious?
So, Giannis, according to Shams Charania, this is what he had to say on where things stand.
Wait, if
sources tell me that Giannis Antetokounmpo and his agent Alex Tsiratsis have started open conversations that are active right now with the Milwaukee Bucks about the realities of whether his future is best staying in Milwaukee or the realities of moving on elsewhere. And my understanding is a resolution to this, and whether this could lead to a trade request, is expected in the coming weeks. So there's a timeline there.
All right. And then Windy was on ESPN Cleveland yesterday. It kind of started the storm of yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he had basically revealed that Giannis basically has to be traded to the Knicks over the summer. He did ask for a trade this summer. Windy's saying flat out he asked for a trade to the Knicks this summer. Now, Shams has gone out and said, well, if this happens, because the Knicks and the Bucks had like this whole exclusive negotiating period, couldn't come to a deal. The Knicks don't have a lot of assets. They don't have any picks. So Shams has said, hey, when this derby opens up for Giannis, more teams are going to be, you know, I guess, open to it. Which is interesting, dude. It is interesting.
You are not going to want to give up what they want.
I don't know.
Hard to say. You do know.
Hard to say.
I don't know. You do know.
I don't even know if I want Giannis. You know, we got to see. I mean, but, you know, it would be interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
Would be interesting.
Here we go again.
It is.
It's the same time. Listen, mark your calendar.
What?
After Thanksgiving, before Christmas, Tobin's going to have a conversation about somebody. And depending on how the guys are playing on the team will determine whether he feels he could do without you.
Untrue. Untrue.
Untrue.
Untrue. Fallacies. I know what it's going
to
take.
A year ago, Jaime would have been a throw-in to any deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when I say every year it changes, mm-hmm. It does. Because guess what? Right now, would you throw Jaime into a deal?
For a Giannis deal, yes, he will be in the deal.
Okay. Who else?
Jaime Buckez Jr.
Tyler?
I don't know if it's going to be either Tyler or Wiggins, or I don't know who the fat salary is going to be that you're going to have
Wiggins!
To deal with. But you're going to have to.
Wiggins! You can't get rid of Wiggins. Are you kidding me?
If you have Giannis?
No!
Okay.
You.
Oh, but that's his guy.
That is my guy. Hmm. We're talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Do you realize how important Wiggins is on this team as far as his defense and his ability to score?
You don't think the Heat are going to have a good defensive presence with Giannis and Bam on the team together?
Yeah, but you're not going to have – you're losing outside shooting when you
So
do
you don't
that.
Want an MVP, a two-time MVP on your team.
Not
you can't lose Wiggins. You can't, you yeah, can't lose
Dan
Wiggins.
Dan Day thinks you're a crazy
Giannis.
Person.
Come on now.
Dan Day thinks you're a crazy person.
Okay, okay.
Did I trade Machine last night? Maybe. Maybe. And look –
I need a switch at my house, and when I see see news, I need to turn off all of your
notifications.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Just turn off
those.
Everything.
You
why?
Turn off the trade machine. Turn off it because you know anytime you hear something along these lines.
Well, look,
you think you Andy Ellisberg.
That's not fair.
Yeah, no,
I would
really?
Never compare myself to the great Andy Ellisberg.
Okay, how many? Tell us about your trade, Andy.
Well. I think it's going to take a lot to get him on the
Tell us about the damn trade!
Because here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. You're yelling at me.
Because you beat around the bush.
I'm not beating around the bush.
Oh, really?
But he's trying to talk.
Okay, so.
Go.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
That donut right, is then. Not too
you're,
sweet.
You're not familiar with his work.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to trade for Giannis, you got to think about who you're going up against. Because here's the problem. The Heat, they only have two tradable first-round picks right now because of the Terry Rozier trade, which the NBA nefariously covered up and took away one of our assets because they didn't tell us that this person we were trading for was under investigation for scandalous gambling. So I want to get to this Adam Silver here in a second. So you look at teams like Atlanta. Atlanta's a very big competition because they have the Pelicans pick this year. That could end up being the number one pick. I mean, the Pelicans stink. They have that pick for the Derrick Queen trade. Then they could trade some more picks. You got a team like San Antonio. You could trade a Dylan Harper that they just drafted. A Stephon Caza was rookie of the year. You know, you're going to get
it's
asked.
It's crazy. If OKC wanted them, they got a boatload
of If OKC
assets.
Wanted to get in right. the game. But here's the thing. I find the Knicks element of this interesting because Giannis getting traded, he's already said, I got to win another ring. right? Mm-hmm. When he said this summer, I only want to go to the Knicks, maybe he wants to just live in New York. But the way I looked at it, okay, through my heat-colored glasses,
okay,
is that if you looked at the East this year, Jennifer, mm-hmm. really, how many teams do people think could come out of the East and win the title? Probably two?
Yeah.
Cavaliers and Knicks? That was pretty much the list.
Correct.
You look at the East now. A lot of teams, if I was
Giannis.
Detroit, Atlanta, Toronto, Miami. I'd look at all those teams. I'd be like, if I was Giannis.
I'd say you want to go to a team that has younger talent,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're looking at Detroit, Houston, but they ain't got no assets. OKC's got a boatload of assets. I don't know about New York. I know Miami doesn't really.
New York doesn't have anything. You know, New York just has players and they're taxed over the limit. That's why the New York deal probably didn't happen in the first place. Now, he may just be like, oh, I want to go to New York. And they're going to be like, cool, dude. What do you want us to do? So I don't know. That could just be the case. He could just want to go to New York. Or he has said Florida City's making him happy. He has said that. So now the Heat are going to know. Like, listen, the Heat will know if he wants to be here. He's got, because him and Bam share an agent. They'll know. Hey. Call up that dude Saratsis. Be like, what's the deal? Do we got a shot? He'll know. They'll know if he wants to be here or not. Very interesting. Now, here's
So, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
and let me warn you.
I've been in the show for two days.
No, mm-hmm. but again, he still hasn't gotten to the question I asked.
A lot of things I got to lay out. I have to lay out. I'll get to it.
He was starting the story.
Yeah.
It's a journey. Let him get there.
I don't know if you know, but
okay,
she's
Mike McDaniel.
I don't know if you know, but she's rats off your ship today.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't rats off that donut, though.
Because you did that that high pitched voice. Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much liberty.
It's very
there.
Unbecoming, you know? Try and act like a professional.
long as it's not you, you good?
I gotta take a break, huh? You know?
See? There we go.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Is the donut too sweet? Because I don't want to drink.
Minus one.
Wow.
I don't want to drink the coffee with the donut because the sweetness from the coffee takes over the donut.
I didn't say that. I said I don't drink coffee with donuts. I wait afterwards.
That is the perfect time.
Nope.
You know, to counteract that, what you could do is drink the coffee black and then have the sweet donut and they don't.
No.
Okay. Okay. Nope.
All right.
That's
so
why your donuts are too.
I'm not going to beat around the bush here because I know you're going to get mad at me. You want that? You want a trade? A Giannis trade?
Do it.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Here's the trade.
Hey, Tobin.
Hmm?
Don't beat around the bush.
I'm not going to beat around the bush.
I'm on your side today.
Thank you. The Miami Heat, hypothetically, acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've thrown him into the trade machine. Going back to the Bucks. This is one version. I have two versions. Andrew Wiggins. Simone Fontecchio. Jaime Jaquez Jr. Nikola Jovic.
You see?
And?
Let me tell you why you're a fraud.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me finish.
Let me finish.
Okay.
It's Bima Tor.
And Kolowar.
All that for Giannis?
For Giannis? No, like I think your tone is wrong on that.
Fix your tone.
I think your tone is wrong on that.
No, it's not.
Fix your tone on that. Dan Day, was his tone not wrong on that?
Leroy, do you know who Giannis Antetokounmpo is? Are you confusing
yes,
him
with I
someone
do,
else?
Yes, I do. Wait. Hold on.
Make some more serious.
Hold on. Let me make this quick point. If you trade that many players.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets here, he's the team that he just left.
Not really, because you think about the team you got. So here's what it would be. You would have Bam, Davion Mitchell, Tyler Hero, Norman Powell, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. You'd have Pelle Larsen on the bench. You would need to find a big man somewhere. So that's definitely what they.
Which is not easy to find.
He's the sexiest asset you got in the trade. Now, you could do another version if you wanted to keep Wiggins, and you could take Wiggins and Simone out, and you could put Tyler Hero and Jakachonis going back that way, too.
So Kalel's gone.
Well, he's the best asset they got, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Like here's the thing.
Make up your mind.
What do you mean?
Do you like him or not?
I love him.
Like
I'm not saying I wanted to. I'm telling you. See, this is the thing that I hate doing trade talks with you. It sucks. And this is why I've stopped doing it. Because you're not an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, I want Giannis. I'm going to give up Kasper Shakachonis and get Giannis.
That's literally you.
I don't suggest that's not how trades work.
I don't suggest trades, though.
You just asked me for a trade.
No, I asked you.
You just asked me
no,
for
no,
a
no.
trade.
I
you
asked,
are a fraud of the
I,
highest
wait, wait,
degree.
Wait, wait, wait.
You are a fraud of the highest order.
I ask you, and one of the only reasons why I ask you.
Because the trade has to work.
No. You want to know why? Because from day to day, week to week, year to year, you fall in love with certain players or certain players suck or whatever. And I just have fun with it because last year, Jaime was in every trade. And then this year, he's possibly the sixth man of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were up to you, he would already been gone.
Not really. I mean, like, for who? It depends on the player. If you were saying for Kevin Durant, yeah, I would have traded Jaime Jaquez for Kevin Durant. What a bastard I am.
They wouldn't have
I'm a true bastard.
No.
What an insult to me to Jaime Jaquez. Would I have traded him for Damian Lillard?
Here,
yes, twice on Sunday. I would have traded him for Damian Lillard.
My issue with it is if you trade too many assets, then you're no better than the team he left.
I mean, you don't think pairing Giannis Antetokounmpo with two all-star guards.
But you're still going to need a big. You don't have a big now.
Well, he has Bam Adebayo.
Okay, and when they're not on the floor?
They'll have to probably and I was kind of looking at, I was finagling this. I was like, because he can't.
And why would they take Kalel? Because they already gave, what's his name, boatload of money.
You think Miles Turner's going to stick around with the Bucks, dude?
Huh?
Do you think Miles Turner's going to stick around with the Bucks? I don't think so. I mean, you could throw. I mean, like, if they wanted, I'm not gonna do like the whole Miles Turner and throw this because some of these guys I can't trade yet on these stupid machines because he can't get traded until December, whatever.
But you
asked for a trade. I gave you a trade.
I got you. That just seems like you're.
Well, here's the thing with trading Kalel. Okay, and this is the thing that sucks about it. Of course, I don't want to trade Kalel Ware, but here's and I kind of mentioned this with the rundown of the teams.
The thing the Heat are going to go up against is the bevy of picks that other organizations have.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that can be more attractive than a bevy of picks is having a whoa player, you know, a la Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going to OKC for Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Now, worked out terribly for that team. But this is a case where if you're talking about adding a two-time MVP, yeah, I think it's going to take that kind of a haul, dude. Like, I don't think that this is going to be one of those things where I think he probably already tried the squeeze in the market thing and get, you know, to a team for a very little. Like, I think this is going to be more like Anthony Davis. Like, you're going to give up Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma and picks. Like, I think it's going to take something like that to get a guy like this. So, look, if you're not into it, you're not into it. I'm not saying I hate
it. I'm not saying I'm not into it. And I'm not saying I wouldn't want Giannis on the team. I'm saying that at what point does having Giannis but losing all of those assets, at what point is it where it gets to be it's not helping?
I just think let's legitimate. Like, if Jovic was having a better season – and he wasn't playing like Jaime last year, and you could have him go, or maybe he sticks around because they're like, we don't want that guy. He's been terrible this year. So maybe you keep his size on there. But, yeah, I kind of feel like, and I thought this way with the Kevin Durant thing. Like, if the Heat really wanted Kevin Durant, they probably would have had to give up Khalil Ware. And they didn't. They didn't want to do it for Kevin Durant. And I understand he's 100 years old. You know, Giannis a little bit more in his prime. Now, we'll he always be this effective? I don't know. There's definitely those questions that have to happen, but I think if the Heat want to get in the game for Giannis Antetokounmpo, I don't think there's a way to do it without giving up Khalil Ware because they don't have the picks.
Right.
Now, I will say, Adam Silver, you hack, what you should do, because we know what you did for the Mavericks, okay? Giving them that number one overall pick with a 0.2% chance. What you should do is you should give me back my pick so I can trade it to the Bucks, because you know what you did with the Terry Rozier thing. You covered it up. It was a complete scandal, and you got scandals all around. You can't keep your house in order, Adam Silver. You got the Clipper scandal. You got the gambling scandal. All these scandals all over the place. And the Heat just being a bunch of good boys. Mickey Arison, a good boy. Pat Riley, a good boy. Do everything right. So what you should do is give us back our pick or compensatory so we can trade. All right. What's fair is fair. And then we can let Giannis decide. You give that war chest back to the Heat. Then we can decide. Technically, they could unprotect one of their picks. And I think they could get 3 picks. But that's neither here nor there. We're owed a pick. I shouldn't have to unlock anything. You traded somebody under investigation. Which, by the way, wouldn't have even happened if you would have just let Damian Lillard come to the Heat, but you shamed his agent. Oh, don't you demand trades in public. You're making Joe Cronin look like a big meanie. Kind of owe us one, Adam Silver. I'm going to be honest with you, dude. You kind of owe us one. So either give us back our pick or make this trade happen without giving up Khalil Ware. I would like that, please. He owes us.
Thank you for your attention in this matter.
Yes, thank you for your attention. No, you know what? No thank you for your attention in this matter. Give me back my pick. Or get me Giannis. I want Giannis. And you owe it to us. You traded us for you made us trade for an investigated play. You hit it. You swept it under the rug. Dozens of bets flagged by Mississippi that day. I'm not going to tell anybody about this. Now, should anybody ever trade a first-round pick for Terry Rozier? Another story for another day.
You didn't make a big deal about it then.
I didn't like it back then. I liked getting Terry Rozier, but I thought it was a lot at the beginning.
Right.
I didn't understand. I was like, who are we betting against? Anyway, give me back my pick, dude. Or Giannis. I'll take him. One of the two. I don't think that's that much to ask. Is that not a lot?
Dan Day agrees with you.
I don't think that's... Is that crazy? He owes us, Dan Day.
It's just Giannis.
Oh, just asking for Giannis is just too demanding? Then fine. Just a pick. Let us at least get in the derby. With your cover-ups. Crazy. Imagine how many scandals this guy's just sweeping under the rug.
Oh, we cleared him.
You cleared them? What do you mean you cleared? There is a gambling ring. A ring, dude. The Portland Trailblazers don't have their coach this year. What do the Heat get? Nothing. I got $26 million of dead money. Can't trade it. Just going into an escrow account, not paying them. Can't trade them. Can't pay them. Can't do anything. What is the retribution for that? Oops, my bad. Give the Heat back their pick, you rat bastard. Sorry, too strong. Too strong, Mr. Commissioner. I'm sorry. Too strong. I retract that, Mr. Commissioner. I apologize.
You got too passionate.
I won't talk to a commissioner like that again. I'm really sorry. I apologize. If anybody, please, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Too much. I should have gone Rat Fink.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
I feel like that was stronger.
In about 6 days, four days.
You think my credentials are going to be revoked?
No. 4 days when this college playoff comes out. You're
No, I don't care anymore. I'm out. We're not getting. You don't want me in the playoff? I'm going to join my Pop-Tart Bowl. We're a minor league team, apparently. We're not in the college, you know. Whatever. Five championships apparently doesn't get you into the dance with the big boys of the SEC. Idiots. Who gives a rat's ass about Vanderbilt? You got these guys. What? Shut up, Pavia! Ooh, expand the playoffs. I don't know how it works. BYU in the playoffs. Reap what you sow. I hope BYU does make the playoffs. Secret lives of Mormon wives. Let me ask you something, dude. Who do you want on the sidelines for national television, all right? You want the playmaker Michael Irvin, okay? Or you want Whitney from Mormon Wives?
Oh, no, you're going to go take it out on Whitney?
I actually, you know, I'm very torn on Whitney because she's adorable on TikTok, but I really don't like her on the show, and especially that Demi. She can kick the sharpest of rocks for what she did to Jesse.
I prefer Whitney over Demi.
Huh?
Why is it Demi?
That's how she says it.
Just trying to be fancy?
That's how she says it, dude. I apologize. I got to take a break.
Yeah, we do.
I apologize, Mr. Commissioner, but seriously, give me Giannis with my pick.
You started talking about Mormon wives. Whose fault is that? You're apologizing to. You're the one doing it.
We're owed Giannis.
Owed Giannis.
We're owed Giannis. They get Cooper Flagg for trading Luka. We all know the Luka trade was a ruse. We all know it. You wanted him on the Lakers. You gave him a wink, wink. Gave him Cooper Flagg. Where's our make good? For scandal. You sat back on your hands. Jimmy Butler's out here tanking games. Didn't say a peep about nuking trades then. But when it was Damian Lillard wanted to get to the Heat, don't say anything, Damian Lillard. An upstanding citizen like Damian Lillard. Not that Jimmy Butler's not an upstanding citizen. But Damian Lillard, I mean, has he ever angered anybody? Oh, no, just Joe Cronin. Oh, heavens to Betsy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.